Next is Allie Murphy. Go ahead.
Yes, I have a question for Berto, and I wanted to make a few comments. The first question for Berto is, when you usually have your meeting with your producers, do you ever talk to them about the situation that the station is in, especially what Jim Dickman has been talking about, what he said tonight, that he said in 6 to 8 months, they're probably going to be a signal swap. That's what he said. And it's a competition between two stations. Somebody's talking right now. Can you please mute yourself? He said because it's a competition. KPFK and WBI, but he also said, he was saying too about they're talking also about commercial, some commercial stations, and he included, I guess, some of the Pacifica station. And what do you think about that? Because that would be like a PRN, and then also somebody mentioned about 1010 Wind. So I wanted to know if you talk to your producer about that situation, and how do you feel like having commercial WBI. But before you answer, can I just say two things? This gentleman, Mario, was talking about a list of 12, I think he said, producers, that they are, I guess, millionaires. He forgot Rachel Wolf, too. But my thing is, I didn't know that Mumia Bujimal was a producer at WBAI. I never heard of it, but, you know, that's one thing that I'm a little, perhaps I didn't hear what he said, or I didn't understand it, but I never really understood that part. And besides, even if people, they come and they talk in WBI and they have money, I just don't see the point of this person saying that this list of 12 people should take their money and just give it to WBI. I don't understand that part. But, I'm done. Thank you.
Okay, great. I'll answer your first question and I'll address the second thing you said. Yes. We do talk to the producers on a regular basis by email. We have a staff announced at WBI.org. We send them emails, follow-up, and stuff like that. I must admit that we have not had regular LS staff meeting lately. I think we skipped the last one or last two ones that we have once a month. It's the third Thursday of the month at 7 p.m., and then we had a few things going on. They're usually about 15 staff members. Paul always come to those. And usually we tell them what's going on. In fact, whenever I can identify that Paul is on the call, I always call him out and tell him to tell the producers what's going on. I ask him to give a quick report whenever possible. So we do that. We also reach out to the producers, and I send them, for example, a link to, a Verso book that just came out, and then it shows, like, premiums, or there are lists of premiums. We send out to them, make suggestions. For example, there was a show that aired this week, and they had an excellent guest who wrote a book, and they had a whole half an hour on this. And I kind of called them out on this. And I told them I was extremely disappointed that it didn't even dawn on them that they would actually ask this guy for 5 books and offer them at the station for anybody who gives money in the name of their show. And also talk to management about the possibility of using that book as a fund drive and asking the writer of the book if they are willing to come back. And then what's the retail price of the book? They should be thinking about this all the time. You know, I don't want to use Leonard Lopez as an example, but Leonard Lopez is an example where Every time he has a guest with a book, he offers the book on the air, and then he brings in a $50, there's something, $150, give $50 in the name of his show, and you get a copy of the book. And then, you know, and then it's seamless, because you get the producer, the distribution company or the publishing company, or whoever is connected to that author, to send the book directly to the listener. So it's so yes, you are right. We reach out to them, but I don't seem to be able to get to them. You know, like it seems like everybody's very busy. You know, working hard, 2-3 jobs, and then they're trying to do this thing that they love. And only in time of crisis, when you have a coup, that people really kind of, you know, really go the extra step. Concerning the other item that you mentioned, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things that people say that, you know, sometimes, you know, to me don't make any sense.
Can I just add to you, Bertal?
I am, excuse me?
Can I just add to what you're saying, Bertal?
Is that Linda?
Yeah, I just want to add.
Yes, Linda, please. Go ahead, Linda. I was hoping that you would step in.
Okay, so just on that LSD radio show, it was mentioned by one of our listeners that it was so important for our producers to ask any author to give free books, and it's a no-brainer. So I just wanted to say, yes, we're so in favor of that. We also, Bertal and I, listened to the LSB radio show, and we're thankful for the comments that were made, and also I loved when Sean stepped in and said, look, we're not screening calls. It's, you know, if a producer didn't want a certain person on, that was their prerogative, but it's not our policy. The other thing I wanted to say is I think it's really absurd what was said about swapping frequencies. WBAI has been at 99.5 FM for more than 62 years. That's number one. Any comparison with us and 1010 Winds or any other frequency at 102 or 92, that is a real no-brainer. You know, WBAI lost a beautiful space on 62nd Street where I was groomed to be a producer for a crazy reason. And to lose anything else is nuts. It's absolutely insane. So to make these kind of comments is really not helpful. And I'm really looking for, I appreciate what Carolyn said, you know, I'm really looking for hopeful and helpful comments from people who are involved with BAI as we build it up further and further. So that's what I just wanted to say. I think that's really absurd.
Linda, can you address the public service announcement, the so-called underwriting that you are working
yeah,
so hard
so
on?
Yeah, so the PSAs, well, and I don't know that I have time. Maybe somebody will interrupt me.
actually, Mr. Timekeeper, what's our situation right now? Jeffrey?
All right. Time has stopped.
It's 9:38 p.m. The meeting's supposed to end at 9:30.
I can do it in 1 minute. I can wrap it up really quickly.
Is there any objection to Linda saying something for 1 minute, and then we're going to have to go on to set next meeting date? Okay, not hearing any objection. Go ahead, Linda.
Well, I don't object to Linda's statement, but
is
I do
anybody
have
else
one
on
more
the
question
staff?
For the GM.
Okay, so
okay, I didn't hear what Serene Roberts said there. You don't
Serene
object
said,
to what?
I
but what?
I said I don't object to Linda speaking, but I did have one more question I wanted to ask the GM.
Well, okay.
Okay.
In that case, we're going to need a motion to extend the meeting.
Extend 5 minutes.
All right. Hold on.
Should I just do my minute right here now, Artpool?
Hold on. Let's try and keep some order. Okay, the motion is to extend extend the time for the meeting by 5 minutes. Is there any objection to that?
I object.
Hearing none works. Somebody objected?
I object.
Oh, you do. So the answer to my question is yes, somebody objected. Okay, we're going to go to a vote on that. All right. Okay, let's see, 5 minutes. Okay, the motion is to extend the time for the meeting. Remember, this is for the meeting by 5 minutes. And if this doesn't pass, there's no way in hell we're going to get to the next meeting date setting. Ahem. Okay, so it's to extend for 5 minutes. Jack DePalma.
As long as Linda gets her 1 minute, yes.
Jim Dingman. Bruce Grief. Don Hoffman?
Yes.
Noel Jameson. R. Paul Martin, yes. Mario Mastrandrea.
5 minutes, yes.
Matt Mazza.
Yes.
Carolyn McIntyre.
No.
Daryl McPherson.
Yes.
Allie Murphy.
Yes.
Bertold Reimers.
Yes.
Why don't you elaborate some more?
Doreen Roberts.
Okay, well,
yes.
If you don't mind.
James Sagerton.
Just respond to Steve. I'm glad to hear you say this.
James Sackett, Jeffrey Stern.
Right now is that we in LA are still actually.
All right, somebody's got something about LA on. Please turn that off or mute your phone or something. Thank you.
Okay, this is James.
Okay, Jeffrey Stern, Sagerton, James Sagerton. How do you vote?
Sorry, I vote yes, and it's Jonathan Markowitz as an open mic.
Okay, John, hold on a second. Hold on a second. Let's see if we can.
All the details of this.
And.
Sorting out.
Yeah, we can fix that. Okay. Jeffrey Stern. Neil Voss.
Abstain.
Michael D.D. White.
No.
M.K. Williams.
Yes.
Okay, got some people going back. Final call. Jim Dingman. Jim Dingman. Okay. Bruce Grief. Bruce Grief. Noel Jameson. Noel Jameson. Jeffrey Stern.
Yes.
That's a yes?
Yes.
Okay. And okay, so that's what we have. 12-4, 2 against, 1 abstention. So we're going to do 5 minutes. Mr. Timekeeper, it's 21:42, so that'll take us to 21:47. And really, we need to get to the next meeting date. So could we go to the next meeting date, folks?
So can I just have my 1 minute so I can just finish?
Oh, do your 1 minute. Do your 1 minute,
Linda.
Thank you
so much. Thank you. I'm going to take 3 seconds and just give a shout out to Matt Mazza, who has been so helpful in keeping the premiums in order and helping every time I call him or Bertolt calls him. He's just been really responsive. So regarding the PSAs, we have finished and we have no more PSAs at the moment in January. We have New York City VAX 15-second PSAs. That was our experiment with them. They loved us and increased it to a 60-second PSA, which gave us so much more money than the 15-second one. We had started out with this bullseye PSA with the New York City Department of Health. So we had 3 of them. I expect to have some more. I'd like to have them in different languages. We also had Department of Transportation orders, Vision Zero orders. One had to do with truck safety. The other one had to do with slowing down, you know, I got traffic sound, you know, slowing down. We had them in Spanish and in English. I hope to get some more of those, but we have none now in January. We made like between $15,000 and $20,000 on these. We have not seen the money yet. They are 30 seconds and 60 seconds. I had to program them through the day, and our ops staff was great at, you know, playing them, initializing them, and now I have to go back through and, like, you know, tabulate them so that we can send them the December bill. So basically, that's it. These are the PSAs that we had, and we are not taking mom-and-pop PSAs. We are looking for more of these kinds of PSAs, and as Bertel said, and I'm almost finished, we will go to the Department of Transportation. I'd love to do some plastics and recycling-type PSAs and other things that we can do going forward. Also, I've spoken with the Brooklyn Borough President's Office about some having to do with maternal health, and there's a, you know, their campaign because people of color have really been stricken in hospitals there when they are trying to get maternal health, and they're like trying to put forth a campaign to rectify the situation. And we will also go to the other borough presidents. So that's sort of where we are, and see what they're doing, what their needs are, and how we can help. So basically, that's it with the PSAs. And I think it's good. You know, it's good to have some income that we can count on. And that's what we're trying to do. Okay, Bertel?
Okay.
Does that do it for you?
Right,
yeah,
so,
that does it for me. And Linda works her butt off to get them done. And she calls those people and follows them.
But, you know, one
okay,
of the things that helps us
right.
so much.
I think the minute is up, Linda.
Okay.
Linda,
right,
we gotta, you know, I don't want everybody to leave.
Okay.
I have a quick question for
unless
you.
Somebody, unless
Mr.
somebody
Dick,
wants to move to, okay, everybody else, hold on a minute. Unless somebody wants to make a motion to extend the time for this item, we're going to go to the set next meeting date. Does somebody want to make
a
motion
I have a
like that?
For the GM, I move to extend 2 minutes.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so you want to extend 2 minutes. Is there any objection to extending this item by 2 minutes? Hearing none, we're going to go to it. And Mr. Timekeeper, it's 21:46. Go ahead, Serene Roberts.
Okay, so thank you. I am not sure whether the emails are effective. You know, the thing is, you send it out, but you can't guarantee that the person reads it, and then you can't guarantee that they understand it. But I think the underwriting motion that the PNB approved without having a policy in place still needs to be circulated. I'm still regularly hearing staff say that we don't take underwriting. So clearly, whatever is being sent out is not penetrating. So that's one. And some of it may just be habit because people have been saying the same thing for 3 years, 30 years, whatever. But I think that needs to happen. Also, my recollection is that the policy specifies that producers are not to approach organizations and people for underwriting, but that is to be handled by management. So earlier I heard RGM mentioned particular producers and saying, why aren't they getting money from this organization or that organization or whatever? And it seems to me because there are concerns about the line between payola, plugola, underwriting, and, you know, things can get blurry. It seems to me there needs to be some clarification or rereading of the language that, you know, is considered part of the underwriting offering, because what I hear tonight is contradicted by what I remember reading. Of course, I could misremember, but that's my concern.
Okay.
Unless
somebody else, hold on, folks. Unless somebody else wants. Okay, people. Unless somebody else wants to make a motion to extend the item by more time, we're going to go to set next meeting date.
Well,
hearing no such motion, we're going to set next meeting date right now.
Okay.
Let's see, where is it? Here it is. Okay, so this is January 4th. Do people want to meet before the LSB again, which would mean probably February 1st? That might be an idea. Why don't I just make it fast? And I move that we meet next on February 1st. Okay, so that motion's on the floor. Any discussion about that?
That's the day before Groundhog Day.
Any further discussion on that?
It's the day before Celtic Midwinter Celebration.
Okay. Is there any objection? Pardon me. Is there any further debate on that? Any further actual debate? Is there any objection to meeting next on February 1st, 2023 at 7 p.m.? Hearing none. Motion passes without objection. Okay. I think our time is probably up. And unless somebody wants to make the meeting last longer, we'll adjourn. Does anybody want to make the meeting last longer?
Mr. Chair, can I give a point of information about
clarification? No, a point of information is a question. So,
No, I mean clarification.
No, there's no such thing. All right.
Oh, okay.
Unless somebody has a motion to extend the time of this meeting, we're going to adjourn it. Hearing none, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you all. See you on February 1st.
Thanks, our Paul.
Ali, I said guests and producers.
Bye.
Guests and producers. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Yeah, but people, they don't have to take money from their pocket and give it to WBAI if they don't want to.
You are correct.
Thank you.
Ditto, Ali.